Hi, this is Ryler Dustin, and I am a creative writing teacher here at Project Row Houses. And we're here with Miss Bree's class, and we're about to head out from the Trinity Methodist Church, where we have our creative writing workshop every Wednesday afternoon. Everybody, you want to say hi?
Hi!
Okay, good job. So we're heading out into the hallway right now. Okay, let's stay right here. Okay, so, Jasani, do you want to tell us a little bit about the community room here in the church?
Nope.
Do you remember? Is it true that I have sources that say you did the Thriller dance in the community room? Is that true?
Yes.
How do you think the dance went?
I don't know.
Do you think people were impressed by it?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I heard. Okay, let's head out to the front yard, everybody. Okay, come on. Josiah, would you hold the door for us? Okay, thanks. Okay, so we're in the front yard right now, where sometimes I see you guys playing football or just having fun, running around, having a good time. Has anybody played out here in the front yard before? Okay, good, okay. Audrey, you want to tell us a little bit about what you've done in this front yard? Some of your memories?
I have played around, and we did chase and stuff and more stuff like that.
Okay, good. Chase? Okay, Johanna?
We've done flips and races.
Races, cool. Okay.
We done football. We have played tag. We beat each other up, and we play other games.
I hope you aren't too hard on each other.
No. Sometimes the girls will chase us in a coma and try to capture us.
Oh man, that sounds terrifying.
We play fun games with the boys.
I used to play football with Ronald and Eunice. Eunice was the greatest.
Okay, good. Yeah, Eunice is, I think I saw him playing football yesterday. He looked really fast. He was really good. Okay, so we're heading down. We're coming out onto Live Oak. We're just about near the corner of Live Oak and Berry Street right now. So we're going to head, I think, north. And We're walking to Live Oak and Holman. See ya. So what's that big two-story building over there? Does anybody know what that building is on the corner of Holman and Live Oak?
Oh, I know.
What is it?
The two-story.
Okay, and what do you use the two-story for? What's the two-story for?
We have special events that we do in the two-story.
Okay, special events. Can anybody add to that? Does anybody know what kind of events or what else you use it for?
We use it for, like, one time we had a gathering to talk about Bobby Holiday's work and how you should do something. He could go to some school about something. And Miss something happened to
me.
He had a thing.
Okay, so Father's Day gathering. So we're right on the corner now. You think we should just go for it? We can wait, I guess. We can. So from this corner, we can see a lot of the row houses right there. Could somebody tell us a little bit about what some of those row houses are used for?
They are used for art. And a young mother staying there. Some young mother stays in there, like Miss Journey.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Who could add to that?
We see our houses and offices and art everywhere. And I see dogs that have art, too.
Dogs that have art on them? Jasani, we're coming this way. Okay, okay, so we're on Holman and Live Oak right now. We crossed the street over to the other side of Holman. Okay, come on, guys. And we're walking down Holman right now. We're about to pass the two-story. Project Row House is two-story, where they have a lot of administration and organization and special events. Okay, now we're passing the row houses. So, can anybody add to what we're telling our listeners about these row houses? Audra, what can you add? You can hold it. Just hold it right here, okay? So you can check it.
At the row houses, they do a lot of artwork and stuff. Like sometimes they do artwork of people, and sometimes they show maps about people who like the real maps and stuff. And one day when we went to one of these art houses, they had this dark room, and it was dark, and it was like outer space, but not really.
Cool. Okay, pass it to Ronald. What do you have to say?
Yeah,
hold it carefully so you don't bump the button.
And we'd be seeing like other people doing art, like my cousin Riri, and it's fun, and it's like the best program in the world. Y'all need to come out here because it got a lot of artworks. You can do arts and crafts, and we got a lot of cousins over here. We got a lot of apartments, like, and if you just come out here, you'll have a lot of fun. Here you go, Mr. Tyler.
Okay, so we're on the corner of Holman and St. Charles right now, and we're coming up on some Project Row Houses people, so maybe they'll be a part of our audio tour. So, Johanna, do you have something you want to say while we're here?
I see people, a lot of people
over here.
Hold it like this. I see a lot of people over here that are my friends and family. And we have a lot of fun.
What's up?
So again, you should come over here.
What's up, Pete?
Do you wanna add to our audio tour?
What would you like for me to add?
Well, why don't you just tell us about anything about this place, this building, or Project Row Houses in general?
Well, first of all, I like this afro. It looks kind of like our hair. Is that kind of like our? A little bit. Okay. 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 So, what do you want me to say?
Well, why don't you introduce yourself and you can talk about the mental health charity.
Okay. Everybody knows that my name is Rick Lowe. Rick Lowe. That's right. That's right. Okay. So, I'm standing at Asada's house, which is 2519 Holman Street, right, Asada? And it has a sign that says Episcopal Charities, and that is because it was a house that that Episcopal Charities helped us do some of the renovations on it. So, there you have it.
Cool.
And where are you guys on your way to?
Well,
you have a question? Answer me a question.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I am the founder of Project Row Houses, and so I help think about how to grow the organization and help it to grow, but impact, you know, people like you and like other people. It impacts people's lives, and I have to figure out how to do it all the time. So I spend all my time doing that.
You wanna go up there and ask
your
question into the mic,
Audrey. Okay, ask me a question.
I was wondering, did you make up the program for Project Row Houses?
Oh, did I make up the program? Well, not all of them. A lot of different people made up programs, but I made up some of them. Yeah, so I try to do the big frame, and everybody else do things inside the frame. So it works. Okay, one more question. I gotta go. Okay.
Yes, sir. Come there by the gift shop. You see me?
Is that your wife up in there?
Is that what?
Your wife up in there?
Is that my wife up in there? Hey, wife, come out of there. Now, that's not my wife, but I used to be her mentor, but now she's my mentor.
He was my teacher.
She's my mentor. Yeah.
He was like a mentor. A mentor is like a teacher, someone who guides you. And I wanted to say a founder is like an inventor. So a founder is someone who invents or creates something. And he helped to create Project Grow Houses. And then he was my teacher. And so he's like my mentor, my teacher, even though he says that I'm like his mentor now. Yeah.
How did...
How do it feel
having a mentor?
Oh, it feels great. A mentor is like a director or someone to guide you. You know, sometimes you feel lost and you just feel like if I could just get some directions, I could find my way. So a mentor is someone you could talk to about things and who helps to guide you. So it's great having a mentor because then you don't have to feel like you're all by yourself. You have someone there for you that's going to, and a mentor is like a cheerleader. It's a mentor is someone that says, you can do it. I'm telling you can do it. I believe in you and I'm going to help you. So it's great having a mentor.
Well, I think we should keep walking.
How long has he been your mentor?
Oh, Rick Lowe's been my mentor since 1996. That's a long time.
Okay, let's keep walking, guys. We have to show.
Okay.
We have to take a tour through the rest of the.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the chance to answer your question.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah,
bye.
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 Oh, okay. One more question. Let's keep walking.
We need a friend to go out this shit, don't we?
Okay, so what do we see in the street there?
A chicken. We looking at a chicken on the loose right now.
Why is there a chicken near Project Row Houses?
Because we got a garden up in here.
Yeah, okay, Johanna, add to that.
And they have a chicken barn little thing. For the cages, and the man lets them loose up so they can find some food or something.
Okay, so you guys eat the eggs? Did anybody eat the eggs from the chicken?
No.
One time we went to the garden, and. And we saw a lot of hens and roosters, so they gave us some eggs and stuff. It was good having little chickens. We're at the garden and we're looking.
Johanna, what can you tell us about the garden?
The garden, they have food like tomatoes and flowers and I don't know who's the name of the person who sponsors it, but I think it's Mr. Griglo.
Okay, so did you told them about the fish?
Johanna? Did you tell them about the fish? Who knows about the fish? Okay, Johanna, tell us about the fish.
The fish, they help fertilize the garden on top of the fish, and...
Okay, pass it to Ronald. Ronald, add to that.
It's fertilized in the middle of the garden to make the garden better. It fertilizes the garden to make it healthy and strong and to be good food when people want to come and try some eggs. It can make a good, like, it can make the garden really good.
Here you go, Audrey.
Okay, tell them about where we are, okay?
We are at the duplexes where all the people from row houses, they always have something to do and stuff. And it's always fun from the duplexes and stuff. And now we're walking around the duplexes, looking at all the bushes, the trees and stuff, and we're looking at the houses. And I know this stuff, that all the duplexes have stairs. And here go Ronald.
No, it's my turn.
And we see a lot of paint. The duplexes are the two-story houses from the Project Row houses, and I live in one of them. So, and there's a bunch of them. Wait, I'm not done.
So who else lives in some of these duplexes, Johanna? Who else that we know? Does anybody else in our creative writing group live in one of these?
His
name starts with a J.
Jakari.
Yeah, Jakari lives in one. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Great. So Johanna, you want to add something? Let Johanna come in.
And
tell us about this art here, Johanna.
And the art, they're here for people to look at and do all those stuff.
Okay, let's inspire them.
And right now I see my grandmother's house, and I have lots of fun there. And the daycare right there.
Okay, Ronald, say something quick, and then...
A lot of people over here, like, that used to be over here, like, Dewan and Garrett. We see a lot of people, and these paintings some are to represent Party Row House, and some are to entertain you, and it just exciting. It's like fun to look at, and you can play I Spy and all that with like other people. I'm gonna pass this.
No,
we saw a lot of paintings and really good pictures. I think we're going back to Party Row Houses. I didn't talk much, so. That's back. That's it.
Okay,
now we're going to the park, and we see the park and stuff. And the park is fun and stuff.
We're a little ways off of Holman, behind the road.
We're a little off the ways from Holman, and we see a lot of people who live here. And we see artwork inside on the windows and stuff. So I can see a lot of artwork, and we can see plants and stuff, and we can see chickens. We just saw a runoff chicken right here that's in front of us.
Okay, pass it to Josiah so we can talk about his house.
My name is Josiah Malvo, and we're close to my house.
Careful, don't hold it. Let him hold it. Hold it like this. Yeah, like that.
We moved. Me and my brothers and my mom moved in November. We have a tangerine tree.
Oh, that's cool. So where are we at? Where's the park right now?
The park is over there. It's not really
the park isn't that close.
Okay, careful, guys.
I think it's down the street from my house.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, hey, just like. Okay. Come on, guys. Come on.
If the park is down, is that way, then you turn. And I think.
Let me see this. Okay, so we kind of looped around behind the houses and we headed back behind Holman Street, behind the row houses, and we're back near the two-story building on Holman and Live Oak. So it's starting to rain a little bit, so we're heading back to Trinity United Methodist where we have our creative writing class. Okay, Audra, you want to say something?
Yes. We're by Sister Hamadia have office and stuff, so they have a lot of, like, on movie night, we always come here to see the movies. Like, they always play Black History. They always play Black History movies, so we can see all the Black History and stuff. So it's real fun seeing all the Black History. And when you see the Black History movies, they ask us questions and stuff. So it's real fun and stuff. So here go Ronald Coleman. We saw a lot of Black History stuff, but all of them like down because it's awesome. We like see a lot of cool cars running by. We see a lot of people we know, and we see like friends we know and neighbors, teachers, schools, and.
Hey, Daniel, do you want to say anything?
And
you're not on here much yet.
What's up? Yeah.
What does Project Girl Houses mean to you?
Say about, you wanted to say something about the backyard and about the duplexes.
I like it because I get to play stuff and I can fight people and I can tell people to shut up and tell people.
All right, Daniel, let's go ahead and cross the street.
Okay.
Pass it back to the survival first.
Okay. You're right.
Pass it back to Mr. Ryla first.
Nobody coming.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Okay, so we're about to head back. Miss...
No, so mean. The car's going to come.
Go!
Well, it's going to turn red soon. So, Miss Bree, do you want to say anything about Project Grow Houses, what Project Grow Houses means to you, and how long have you been coming here and volunteering and working?
I started out as Project Grow House as a volunteer, and I needed a class, and I just loved it so much I had to stay. I got to work with the after-school program, and I come and help with homework, but I also help teach kids about art and about life and how we can serve in our community. And it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community, but also teach the kids how to be part of their community and what they can do to better the community, what they can do to help the community, and all the ways that art is so important and a part of our lives. I get to teach the kids how to be great people, and they teach me so much. They teach me how to be patient. They teach me how to be a better teacher. And Project Grow Houses is a great place to work and live. You combine that with Project Grow Houses.
Maybe he wants to say something.
No, he does.
You don't want to?
Oh, we have one.
Okay.
Project Grow Houses means so much to all the people that volunteer. And we just thank you for, like, hearing what we got to say. Project Grow Houses is a nice place and good place. Please, if you want to, please bring your kids to Third World, where Project Row House at, please, because it's a great place, and you can have snacks, and have fun, do art, so please just bring your child if you listen and go online.
Okay, thanks, Ronald. Audra, what would you like to say?
I would like to say I like Project Row House because we do a lot of fun things. We do martial arts, we do riding, and we do special things that no kid can have fun with. So just bring your children on, and it will be a fun thing to do when you have, when you are doing when you are doing Project Row House, you can have fun, you can play, and you can do all martial arts and many things that some people can't do in project at some daycares. You can play, and the most fun thing is martial arts because some people get to have white belts, black belts, and many more belts.
Okay, let's see these people over here. You recognize them? Who's that?
Okay, and we see Mr. Rez, the teachers and stuff, and Mr. Rez, Ms. Dee Dee, and Ms. Bree. Especially Ms. Bree because she's our teacher. She has a lot of, we're having a lot of fun and stuff, so just bring your kid on to Project Row House so you can see many people and have many.
Maybe Ms. Pondia wants to say something. Can you say something on our audio for us? It's about...
Here go Ms. Sis.
And how long you've been here.
And
what
here,
Project Row House means to you.
And here goes Sister Hamadi.
Oh, hello. My name is Hamdia, and I'm the education manager. I direct the after-school program and the summer program. And I've been at Project Row Houses for about 14 years. Started out as a volunteer. And Project Row House means to me, it means home and community and love. I'm so happy that you guys are taking this tour. And I'm anxious to hear the entire tour when you finish. Thank you, Mr. Ryler, for taking children on a tour of the neighborhood.
All right, so we're back at the church, and I think it's about time for us to conclude our tour. So everybody, let's gather up and head back to the room. Come on, Daniel, and then we can all say goodbye as a group, okay? Okay, hang on. We gotta wait for Daniel and Miss Bree.
I can't wait to hear the whole thing when we're done.
Yeah, I think it's turned out pretty well. We took him on a little tour of the neighborhood. It didn't rain on us too much. Okay. Okay, so we're back in the creative writing room. We're gonna read a little of Christopher Paul Curtis's book, Bud Not Buddy, just to conclude our afternoon with some good storytelling. So, everybody, let's say goodbye on the count of three to our listener, okay? We're going to say goodbye on the count of three, okay? Here.
One, two, three.